Blog Talk Radio. Magical friends, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magical mama, Sharona Rapsik. I am an angel whisperer, and oh yes, I do talk to angels, and you can too. And I'm also a tarot master teacher, an angel Reiki master, and the artist and designer of tarot decks. And a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. And I am coming to you live today from the Big Apple, New York City. And, you know, a couple of nights ago, we had a full moon in the astrological sign of Leo. So I hope you guys remember to roar, hear me roar. And I am so happy that you are joining me here today. Now, this little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your interpersonal power and self-confidence, as well as creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, all by using a little bit of help from your angels and guides and the divine and loving conscious energy or GPS system of the magical universe that we are each and all a part of. So if you're ready to live your magic, yes, and if you're ready to be who you really are, then join me. I'm going to invite you for this hour to step into your power and awaken your true magic. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That's the one and only radio network with spirit and Psychic You. So please do visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our wonderful hosts, as well as our online courses that we offer at Psychic You. And while you're there, you might want to check out my course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course, which is the only online course where you get certified both as a Yasui Reiki Master and an Angel Reiki Master. This show is also brought to you by the Tarot School. So you want to go to tarotschool.com, and you'll find lots of really wonderful stuff on their website. And I want to let you know that they also offer Monday evenings on the Tarot Salon. Now, that's on Zoom, so you don't have to travel all the way to Queens, New York to go to one of their salons. So you want to go to tarotschool.com and you want to register and sign up for their newsletter and hear all the stuff that they're doing. And one of the things that okay, so Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show, and here we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, and astrology, synchronicity, the law of attraction, but especially how to raise your energy so that you have good vibrations. And that is because you want to generate high vibrations, and you will attract into your life more love and magic. And Magic Universe is on the air live always on the second and fourth Sunday of each and every month. So you can listen to our show on the World Wide Web. And to do that, you just go to psychictalk.net. You can go /live too. And you can do that on your internet browser. And you can also listen on your telephone, too. And you do that simply by calling in to 714-816-4628. which reminds me to tell you that this is a live call-in radio show. So if you would like to call in for a free mini reading, an angel message, or maybe a little angel Reiki, or to talk to our special guests that we have today, what you want to do is when you call in, after you finish calling in, put in the number 1 on your radio, on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know that you want your call taken live on the air. And once again, that number is 714-816-4628, and that's to listen. So, and also we do have, during our live shows, you can go into our chat room. So on our page for psychictalk.net, if you go all the way down to the bottom, you'll see a place where you can go live into the chat. I do like to tell people that it works better on Chrome. If you're on Safari, you might want to switch over to going on to the Chrome, going in that way. Okay, so with that, it's time for us to start rocking and rolling. And I do have an extra special guest today for you listeners. Her name is Mary Brown. Now, Mary Brown is the host of There's a Rock for That. And that's another show that is live on this network on the first Saturday of the month at the same time as this show at 2 p.m. Eastern. And you have to go into the magic thing and figure out what time that is in the part of the country that you're in. And she's also the host of Tarot Today Radio with a co-host, Dan Sax Carlisle. Now, Mary is a producer for Psychic Talk Radio, and she has been a radio personality for several years. She was a Hollywood reporter and interviewer, and she's also the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild, and she's a certified Reiki master teacher and a certified crystal healing practitioner. She's also an angelic healing practitioner, and she's all kinds of wonderful things. She's also a fairyologist, and she is a crystal Reiki master. And she is coming to you live. She's in Texas. Welcome, Mary Brown. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Sharona. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Everyone, I get so many people who they write in to me or they call in to me and they want to know about crystals. And I am so happy to have you on because, I mean, you know so much about crystals. So I am so happy to have you here today. Actually surrounded myself with some crystals.
Awesome. Hey, that's a great way to raise your vibration right there.
That's what they do around us. Yeah, you can't go wrong with any crystal because they have such high vibration. So this little show is all about love and magic. And before we start getting into crystals, I always lead off with my guests on with a question. How do you bring love and magic into your life?
That is such a great question. Now, how do I bring love and magic into my life? I kind of feel like it is really, you know, what we used to say in Hollywood is you got to be in the room, right? So wherever you are, you've got to be in the room, in the moment, in the presence, you know, in the present. You have to be in the present to feel the presence of magic, to feel the presence of love. You know, you've got to be there because really magic, love, it's everywhere. It's all around us. It permeates the air that we breathe. It's what this planet, it's the energy of the planet, you know? And I think we get distracted. We get away from it. We let our mind wander. We get this, you know, obsessed with things. We get everything that takes us out of the room, out of the moment, out of the present. You know, and when that happens, that's when we feel disconnected from love. That's when we feel disconnected from energy. So that's what I think is really all about, is just, you know, be there, be in the moment, aware. That's really
that's beautiful,
it, I think, for me.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Like, you know, people, that's such an, you know, when you think about it, it's so easy, but yet it's so hard today for people to stay in the present. You know, we're constantly checking our devices and or, you know, even, you know, we talk a lot about on this show about manifesting, and some people, they get so much into manifesting what they want in the future, they forget about that it might be happening in the present, and they can't really see that. You know, they can't see that, you know, it's kind of like baking a cake and it's in the oven cooking, but, you know, unless you stay in the present, you don't realize that it is happening. And you could burn your cake or take it out too soon.
Well, exactly. You know, that's the thing. We lose the connection to it. Like, we don't hear the timer go off. You know.
Exactly.
The next thing we know, we've got this little, you know, overcooked thing that was supposed to be this beautiful cake, that it was being the beautiful cake. And we were right there, and we were thinking about something else. We weren't there in the moment with it.
Yeah. So how do you stay in the moment? What are some of the tools that you use? And because it's not easy, you know. So what are some of your suggestions for staying in the moment?
And look, you know, I'm not going to say I'm an expert at it and I'm in the moment, you know, 24/7, because it's not true. I'm just not, you know, I'm like everybody else, you know. I do get distracted and everything else. But, you know, look, you know, you and I both are Reiki practitioners. And I have to say that has been probably the number one most helpful tool to me, and not the whole thing. So everybody listening, you know, if you aren't into Reiki, you're not a Reiki, you know, person, you know, that you can definitely, you don't have to know Reiki to do this. But when we learn Reiki, when we practice Reiki, there's the thing that we learn. You know, and almost all Reiki, you know, has a basis in Usui. Okay, and so you have the five precepts, right? And what I have found is that I will go, you know, I mean, look at the world we're in, the craziness and everything going on. It's really, you know, you can get really wound up, right? And you can get really distracted, and you can be outside of the moment and everything. And so I'll find it, like, if I go too long, you know, not getting back to the present, I go straight to my Reiki precepts. And once I say them, and they are, you know, these five things that we say, right, that they call them the precepts. It's, you know, just for today, I will not worry. I will not anger. I give thanks for my many blessings. I will be honest in my work and my endeavors, and I will be kind to others. You know, everybody's got a different version. You make it your own, but that's, you know, just the basic of it. And so when I do that, when I recite the precepts, and I do it three times because it's just my, you know, it's a magical thing, right, to do it three times, like anything, right? I feel like I am bound to it. I feel like that is the vow for me. So any day where I'm saying the precepts, that's it. I can't get angry about anything, and I can't worry about anything. And I've got to be kind, and I've got to be authentic or honest, you know, all of those things. And so I think if you find, you know, a way to have, like, either use a Reiki precept, anybody can use a precept, whether you're a Reiki person or not, or make your own sort of mantra or affirmation it's really making a vow and saying, like, no, today I'm not going to do that. Today I'm not going to worry, because we worry about the future, and sometimes we worry about the past too. And I'm not going to get angry, because when we get angry, we're so disconnected from the present. You know, so if just those two things alone, it's like, and you hold yourself to them, that really, that's the thing that's very, been like the most helpful tool for me.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought the fact that, you know, I follow those Reiki principles too as a Reiki master also, but I just love the word, you just say, just for today. You know, if you just break down and just say, just for today, it kind of starts anchoring you in the present. I mean, and you can go even further, just for this hour, for this moment.
Yeah.
And it makes it really crystal clear. So that's just such a powerful thing. And you know, that's, you know, I think the funny thing is we just get this moment. You know, it's, we project ourselves back into the past and that's gone, and we project ourselves forward into the future. But what we really only have is this moment in time, and to be thankful for it, and, you know, just kind of, you know, look out of your vehicle that's your body. You know, we're all kind of like driving this vehicle of flesh around us, and look out and, you know, just see the magic and the beauty that is all around us. And
yes,
you see a miracle.
Absolutely. You see the magic, you know, it is kind of a thing. And I think when you have something happens, maybe you're listening to the news, or maybe, you know, the people in your life are arguing about something or whatever, you know, sometimes it's as simple as just like, you know, going in the kitchen, going in the bathroom, going outside and doing a check-in with yourself, you know, and say like, okay, but I'm breathing. I feel fine. I feel okay. You know, it's like you have to kind of step away from, I think it's really important to be in the moment. Sometimes you've got to step away from the energy in a situation, you know, because I feel like I notice that happening so much with people, like on a daily basis. I hear it with my clients and stuff. It's like they're so worked up, you know, either by, you know, things that are happening around them or what they're afraid is going to happen. And it's like, okay, but how about you right now, right this moment? How are you feeling? Where are you at? Are you okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm okay now. But then all this other stuff, I'm like, no, you're okay now. That's the important part.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, wow. That is something that we'll probably come back to again in the show. But I know I'm getting people like paging me. They say, what about the crystals? And tell us what it is that you're a crystal Reiki master and you're a crystal expert. Tell us, for people who don't know what that is, what exactly is that?
Crystal healing, crystal Reiki. Crystal, you know, it's probably a lot of your listeners know what Reiki is. Crystal Reiki is approached in a lot of different ways, right? You can just really, you know, be you doing crystal Reiki by adding crystals to your Reiki practice, you know. Sometimes, like from the very beginning, actually, when I was just studying, like, Usui Reiki, I was automatically using crystals because I couldn't help it, you know, like I could, you know, like, yeah, but, you know, if I put a crystal here, I had crystals, you know, I was wearing crystals, I had crystals in my pocket, it was just sort of a natural thing. And so a few different ways that I do it, and you know, really the, a lot of people approach it in different manners. Sometimes I will do a crystal layout on the person I'm giving Reiki to, right, if it's in person. You know, and what that would be is like placing crystals on the various, like on the energy centers, on the chakra points on the body, right? And, you know, you can do that intuitively. You can also, you know, start with the basics of crystals that you associate with those particular chakras. And like I tell everybody, use the rainbow. And you want to start doing crystal healing like just on yourself, look at the colors of the rainbow that are connected to the colors of the chakras, and you're going to find those colors in all kinds of crystals too. You know, intuitively get drawn to the crystals of those colors, and that's an easy way. You don't have to be an expert to start working with them. Crystal Reiki in particular, you know, I do a lot of distance crystal Reiki, and I do that using crystal grids. So you're like, what's a crystal grid, right? And that is when you you take certain crystals, and with everything, we're always working with our intention. What is our intention when we are doing anything, right? When we want it to be effective, we want it to work, we maybe want to bring healing to certain areas of our life, you know, even if it's not physical, it could be our career, it could be our love life, it could be just our home, you know, our home life, our pets even. And so I will choose a layout, and that can be a layout is like a design, you know. One of my favorites to work with is actually I think people most are familiar with it as the Star of David. You know, it's two, you know, overlaid equilateral triangles, and they create a six-pointed star.
Yes.
And so, and that's a very simple design to do with crystals. Because really, you know, what do you need? You need, you know, on the most basic level, you need six crystals, right, to create that six-pointed star. And you know, that's a layout I use a lot. I also use the Flower of Life, which is much more complicated. Yeah, but I think people have often probably seen the image. And the Seed of Life, there's, you know, it really, like, whatever kind of, even a spiral symbol, what symbol that you want to work with that is in alignment with the intention that you want to achieve. So Star of David is really great because, you know, that it's a protective symbol. It's such a spiritual symbol. And the crystals that you work with also have the added effect as well. So like a really simple one to do, like we're talking about, you know, using crystals to raise your vibration, right? Well, there's a grid that I do for people that is arranging the crystals in the shape of the Star of David. I use a center crystal, a carnelian at the center. I use six citrine crystals to make the points of the six-pointed star. And I use six smoky quartz at those where those lines would connect if you were drawing those two triangles. And, you know, so that's, you know, these are just like some ways to do it. Another way that I do crystal healing is using a crystal pendulum, you know. And that is something I feel like anybody could do. If you're into working with pendulums, or you think you might be, and you can get an inexpensive crystal pendulum, you know, one that you like, learn how to use it, practice with it, you know, get used to its energy and how it communicates with you. There's a lot of information on the internet of, you know, it's called dowsing, basically. But it's really simple. You just learn what your yes or no signals are, you know, for your pendulum to do dowsing. But I do body dowsing using a crystal pendulum that has always been something that I just love doing, because it's so, I feel like it gets right to the heart of the matter. I feel like it gets right to the thing. And the thing that's interesting about this, right, and is that I have I have a whole collection of crystal pendulums, and there's one that in particular that I always use for healing, and it is actually a rose quartz Merkaba shape, you know. So this is like a star, you know, another symbol, you know, a star. You know, I don't want to get too, like, you know, why do I have to look all these things up, right? You know, and how I'm trying to describe this. But that particular pendulum that I think is my healing pendulum, I will, you know, have a client lay on the table, and I will just, like, you know, slowly, you know, hold it over different parts of their body, you know, from a distance, like probably about, you know, 6 to 12 inches above their body. And the pendulum kind of does the work. You know, I'm channeling Reiki, you know, I'm just a conduit, you know. So I'm channeling, I make that connection with my Reiki guides and angels. I am channeling that beautiful Reiki energy through me, down my arm, through the pendulum, and letting it do its work. So how does it do its work? Well, it responds. It seems to respond to areas that are difficulty. So say you have an injury on your right knee, right? Chances are, you know, and I don't ask any questions. I'm like, don't tell me, you know, really, let me just see what comes up in this session, you know. Chances are that pendulum will start spinning on that problem area, you know.
Wow. And
when I hold it above, like, that person's knee, it'll start spinning, and sometimes it'll spin, and then it'll spin in the other direction, and it's almost like it's unwinding it, you know. So I don't know how, you know, what would be, you know, the real proper technical, you know, way to describe exactly what's taking place. I just know healing energy is working here. And whether that's spiritual or whether that's nature, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't have the words for it, but I like the results of it, and my clients like the results of it, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to know how it works. You only have to know that it works. Kind of like, you know, here I am on a computer, and I don't know. I can use the computer and all the benefits, but you don't have to know everything. If someone said, well, can you make a computer or explain how the computer works? I go, no, it's magic.
Magic.
But it works.
I press the button and press the button. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's like the perfect analogy, really. Yeah, it's like, you know, so, you know, the crystals are the tools in that way when I do crystal Reiki and crystal healing. But I also feel that anyone can use crystals for healing themselves. You know, I think that you can get as, you know, complicated as you want, And I do think, you know, making grids and all of that, that's like more on the complicated end of working with crystals. But sometimes it's just as simple as like holding a crystal, you know. And I think that, you know, when we talk about this idea of raising our vibration, I think it's important that we check in with ourselves so we kind of know where our vibration is, you know. Are we feeling low? You know, how, you know, where are we? And what is it? If we can kind of, you know, check in with ourselves, do that kind of examination of like, you know, am I feeling the way that I want to be feeling? And if not, why not? And what is it? And as much as we can pinpoint it, we can't always, you know, really label it, you know, exactly or define it. But that's going to help us a lot of times if we want to choose a particular stone that is particularly good at something, you know, known for something. But in general, you know, it doesn't even have to be that specific. It can be as specific as just picking a crystal that you're drawn to that makes you smile, that gives you that little lift in your spirit, and saying like, you know what, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to carry this around. I'm going to wear it. And jewelry. I mean, jewelry is probably like the easiest way, because not everybody has a rock shop or a metaphysical store, but you know, the jewelry industry, they're everywhere, you know, and they use all
That's
kinds
for
of
sure.
stones, and they don't have to be expensive. And I have like, just, you know, I was thinking about this other day. One of my very favorite rings to wear is this. It's an antique opal, you know, this ring. And I just sometimes I'll wear it and I'll just sit there and I'll just look at it. And you know how opals have that sort of flash, you know, underneath of different colors. Sometimes you see the reds, the greens, blues. And sometimes something as simple as like a stone that just fascinates you and catches your attention, and you just enjoy looking at it and studying it and glancing at it, and there's just something about it that just gives you that little lift, whether it's an opal or whether, you know, it can be any kind of stone. You know, that just,
one of the things. I actually grabbed a pendulum. And just realized, you know, we were talking about staying in the moment and working with a pendulum. Well, and that's another great way of staying in the moment. You know, we were saying, you know, you want to be in the present. So just, you know, keep the pendulum next to your desk and play with it. And it'll draw you back into the moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because also working with a pendulum, you know, is a great way to kind of to learn stillness, you know, because you keep your body still, you know, more still than you would, you know, because you want the pendulum to move, not you moving it, right? And it makes you like kind of watch. And there's so many great fun things to do with the pendulum. You know, can you move it with your mind? Can you get to the point where you're holding a pendulum and you're just forming the question in your mind and it's already starting to move and give you an answer? You know, they're wonderful tools.
Yeah, I know that you said that you do them when you're in person with a client, but I know you do a lot of long-distance work, too. So is it possible to use your, like, do a distance treatment with the pendulum? Do you do that maybe with a photograph or?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I got? You know what I got? It's actually what I do is, so, you know, sometimes with distance Reiki, what we, you know, like you said, like a photograph or something or stand-in, right? And like some people use a teddy bear, you know, where the, you know, the teddy bear is standing in for the client. The client is, you know, across the globe, and the teddy bear that you have to represent the client is the one that you do the hand positions and the treatment on, and, yeah, you can do the pendulum as well. You know, you can do the crystals as well. But I don't use a teddy bear. You know what I got when I first started, you know, doing this? Because it's also, it's a great excuse to do it. I got a Raggedy Ann and a Raggedy Andy doll for men and women that I would be working on. And those, like, they, I keep them in a special place with my other Reiki tools. And, you know, that's the only thing I use those dolls for. And so when I do distance, I will use my Raggedy Ann or my Raggedy Andy doll as a stand-in for the client. Now, the, you know, the other thing is, like, so I'm doing that, and, like, you still make an appointment with the person, and, like, I ask them to, you know, find a place, you know, quiet place in their home where they won't be disturbed and they can just lay there and relax, and, you know, they know when the treatment's happening. You know, sometimes I will be, you know, on the phone with them if they want that while I'm doing the treatment on my end. And a lot of times, you know, for distance crystal Reiki, it's grid work. So I will create a crystal grid with the intention, you know, for what they want the treatment for. You know, because sometimes, you know, it is specific. You know, I had a friend that was going on a vacation. This is a great story, right? It was going on a vacation to the Middle East when, you know, right? Like, you know, and people were like kind of worried about, you know, security, safety, that kind of stuff, because things were a little bit crazy at the time, where they were going. And they were wondering, you know, can you do like some sort of crystal Reiki session so that, you know, I'll be protected on my vacation, you know. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And I did a Star of David grid, and I used, you know, different stones that I was thinking, like, what, you know, that just came to me, like, it, you know, use this, use carnelian, use red jasper, use tiger eye, you know, sometimes it's like that, you know, where you just, the stones come to you, right? And what I did was I put his name in his partner's name, because they were going on this vacation together, and I wrote them down and put that in the middle of the grid and had all this protective stones inside this big protective symbol around them. And I create the grid, you know, at my home, obviously, you know, because he's like way in another country. And then what I like to do is I take a photograph of that grid. I left the grid up in my house during the duration of his vacation. Okay. And because I, you know, it was also a good friend that I was worried about, too. I'm like, why are you going there now? You're freaking me out. But, you know, so, and then what I did was I took a picture of it and I sent it to him. I'm like, look, keep that on your phone. You know, anytime that you feel like things are a little sketchy or a little weird or whatever, just pull that up and look at it, you know, and know that you're protected. Know that there's all that great energy right there, you know, that's going to make sure you have it. And, you know, it was amazing, the feedback he gave me, because he's like, you know, okay, nothing bad happened. We had a great vacation, you know, but not only that, but everything, like, happened right away. Like, they got, you know, on the flight, they got bumped up to first class. You know, right away, they found a cab. Right away, they had a great hotel, you know, right away, you know, so it not only protected them, but somehow everything went, you know, really well for them, better than, you know, expected.
You got them into the zone or the flow, it seems like, which is kind of what, you know, magic and all that's about, that, you know, you don't struggle. I always tell people, once you start getting into this, whether it's with crystals or practicing practicing meditation or all those things, it's like you get in the flow. And I always, one of my favorite little poems, I guess it's a song, is the one about row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. And, you know, that's kind of what it is. You know, life is a dream. And when you start particularly to stay in the moment and you start to work with your crystals and your meditation and your gratitude, I mean, basically the things that are part of the Reiki principles, you kind of get in a flow. You know, things aren't that difficult. And even if you do, you're flowing down the stream and there's like a rock there, you kind of are able to kind of, you know, flow around it with the water. And, you know, it just makes life a more interesting place to be. So where can our listeners find you, Mary Brown? You know, I know people are going to want to get in touch with you. So, you know, do you have like an email? Where can they find you?
Well, probably the easiest way to find me is on our Psychic Talk site. If you go to psychictalk.net/Mary. And I've got a page there, and there's my email address. I've got, you know, tarot reading listed, you know, my rates for that if they want a tarot reading. But really, just email me. My email is on there, and if they want a Reiki session, you know, we'll figure it out. Just
awesome.
You know, I check my email several times a week.
So are you ready to take some calls? I see some people are all lined up, and they're like raising their hands and they're jumping up and down. So let's take a call. And I see the caller that's been waiting the longest is at area code 269. Caller 269, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, my name is Pam. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Pam.
Hi, how are you,
ladies? How are you doing? We're good.
Well,
we're having fun. Hope you're enjoying the show.
I am. I have a general question if anything's coming up.
Okay. Well, without even grabbing my cards, I know that things are coming up, but you want to I always laugh. I say, well, you know, if you're going to do a tarot card reading, you know, it's kind of like a GPS, and it doesn't work too good unless you kind of put in where you want it to go. You know, it kind of gives a little bit more information. Because
there's so many things going on, but I'm just in the middle of a lot of change that's negative, but I'm finding the positive in it, and I think it's eventually going to be positive, but, you know.
Okay.
It doesn't feel all that way right now.
So I'm shuffling. What are you getting, Mary?
You know, it's funny. Like, I grabbed, for whatever reason, I grabbed one of my crystal decks instead of my tarot deck. I've got all these, I've got my little setup here with all these different decks. And, you know, because it's a general reading, there's a deck I love to use that's really about affirmations. And these little affirmations really, like, kind of tell us a couple of things. And the two things that come up here, one has to do with flexibility. Now, you're going through all these changes, right? And some of them feel not so wonderful, right? And so flexibility is going to be key. And, you know, the affirmation that I got here with this wonderful stone called Brazilianite is I am flexible and free to be me. So that's what I would say is, like, make sure that in the midst of all of this that you're the things that are changing and the way that they're changing, the changes that you're making, are ones that are self, you know, self-affirming, life-affirming. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, in alignment with where I want to be, with me being my authentic self, and mm-hmm. that I'm not being pushed or pulled in directions that other people want me to go that doesn't really fit with me being free to be myself.
Okay.
Mhm. And then the one other thing that I got, and I don't know how you connect to this at all, is Amber. And it's talking about your ancestors guiding and loving you and being open to receive their support and wisdom. And sometimes we have this weird, you know, sometimes we don't feel all that connected to our ancestors, but, you know, when we, like, examine it a little bit, we can find that support is there for us. We can find them within ourselves. So that's just the other thing I would mention. What are you getting, Sabrina?
I'm also picking up on your maybe questioning some choices that you made, and you are, you know, concerned if they were the right thing to do, but
mm-hmm.
I think you need to give it a little bit more time. There's something that I feel that you, right now, you're you don't know whether to stay with it or wait for it. And I'm getting this whole thing about being patient, that there were choices, and it could be around an opportunity, or it could even be around a relationship. And I'm getting that whatever that is, that you really shouldn't doubt your choice, even though it seems to be taking longer than you expected. But remember when we were talking earlier about staying in the present?
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening, you know, and if you just kind of step back from the forest, then you can see the trees, that it, you know, that this thing that you want is really close. So I don't know if that's something that that is you're resonating with, but that's what I'm picking up too.
Well, it's pretty accurate. I mean, it's just, yeah. There's a lot out of my control. That's the other thing. Which of course I don't mind.
Well, yeah.
Who does?
Well, just kind of, you know, as long as you stay positive on it, and it's almost like there's this weird trick that it sounds very woo-woo, but it works. Sometimes if the thing that you want in this moment, if you say you're thankful for it and kind of feel what it feels like if you have it, that's what's going to draw it to you. So there's things that you want, and you almost have to embrace saying thank you, you know, and feeling like what it feels like to have it. Because if you focus on that you don't have it, the lack, sometimes the lack and not having it is what you pull in. So if there's something that you really want and an outcome that you want to bring about, you want to say thank you like you already have it. And, you know, think of it that you planted a seed and you wouldn't go, you planted the seed in the ground and you don't want to go back and, you know, like you say, oh, I don't see the flowers. But you don't go back in there and keep digging it up. You know, that it's coming. So I see things coming for you, and it's more than one thing. That's what I'm getting.
I like that analogy. That was really colorful.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Pam, for calling us.
Can I ask one more question about a tarot card? I can't find it on the Internet, the meaning of the community card. It's a certain deck that it's from. You can find some general stuff.
And the card is called Community.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the... The deck is strong.
I'm not familiar with that one. What about Mary? Mary has more decks than I do. It sounds like it's something that's on a particular deck rather than the basic decks. Are you familiar with the community card?
I'll tell you, I know that there are not in a tarot deck, but there's an oracle deck. I think it's called the Energy Oracle deck.
Yes,
It has a community card. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. What's the difference between oracle and tarot? They're not the same thing?
I'm glad you asked. I love that question. Yeah, so... You know, there is a difference. So, okay, in really short, okay, so tarot, ideally, is a card deck of 78 different cards, and there's a certain structure to it. It's got the major arcana, it's got the minor arcana, there's court cards, there's a definite structure to it, there's traditional meanings for it, there's three different traditions of tarot decks. Oracle cards, on the other hand, are also cards that can be used for divination or meditation, if you like, or to raise your vibration, and they can be as many or as few cards as the deck creator wants them to be, So there's a big, wild, open, fun, beautiful world of both oracle cards and tarot cards. But sometimes people, they're not at a point in their life where they want to, really sit down and study the structure and the history and everything to do with tarot and learn the meanings of 78 cards. So they might buy like a 44-card oracle deck that has a message right on it, shuffle the cards, and get their reading that way. They're wonderful to work with.
Do you ever use those in readings?
Always. I just did that for you, that crystal wisdom.
Oh, okay.
The crystal cards that I pulled, that's an oracle deck.
Okay. So are you familiar with the energy oracle cards?
Yes, I have the energy oracle cards.
Because I think that's what the community cards from there, I think.
Yes.
Looks like it.
Yeah, the community card is in that deck. And, that's something that, that card could be in other decks as well. I mean, there's a lot of them are, people just put different names on them. So, it may not be the only Oracle deck that has a community card in it. But that particular, the energy Oracle cards, and I'm trying to picture it in my head. I feel like there's people that are in that particular community card, and it does have to do with the idea of, being with others, finding your tribe, finding your like-minded people and contributing and being a part of creating with others and having shared experiences, I believe. I don't have the deck handy. I'm trying to channel what cards are in that deck, but that's the one.
But if you had that as an outcome, that would be a positive outcome.
Yeah, okay. So, if that's what you want, in a sense, because, if you got the community card and, say you have a solo project and you're really, for whatever reason, you're determined, I want to do this on my own, and you get the community card, you might think, I'm going to need to work with others to do this, So that's the only way I could see it being, a negative. But even that's not a negative. To me, that would be hey, you've got support.
Right.
Right.
That's
a great card.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate your time and wonderful reading.
And awesome. Thank you for becoming part of our community. You're in the right place. I mean, I'm getting the saying, you need to, like Mary was saying, you need to find your tribe and, find like-minded friends to hang around with. And I just want to add one other thing, too, that when you do get a tarot card like that, it doesn't necessarily say that the community is right there. It tells you the work you have to do. So it's telling you your work is to find that community, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, you know, I keep going back to the GPS. You have to put the car in motion. You got to take it out of park. So a lot of times the reading will say, this is what you got to do. This is very close. Now go for it. You know what you have to do.
Okay.
I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies, I appreciate your time and the reading that I got. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay. You know what we got to do? We got to do the Mary. We're having so much fun. We're not. We need to do the upcoming shows. I almost forgot.
Oh, right.
So let me run through that. So this is what we have that's going to be upcoming on the Psychic Talk Network Radio Network tomorrow. We have a show. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with Janice Fuchs, and that's going to be on at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then Friday, for those of you that love angels, I want everyone to know that at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, we have our wonderful program on, it's called Psychic Guidance Radio. And that's where we have Angel Channel and Energy Healer Catherine Hahn. And you can call in and she'll give you a message from the angels. She'll hook you up with who your guardian angel is and which archangels. And Mary, I see that you're going to be back not next Saturday, but in 13 days, and 13 is a magical number, you're going to be back on Saturday, August 7th on your own show, and it's going to be There's a Rock for That. And maybe you can just say a little something about that, because it says there's going to be a crystal guest to be advised. So do you know what crystal guest is going to be on, or you're still waiting for one to answer back?
Well, I got my answer today, which is really strange, and but it's going to be a stone called hanksite, like Hank, H-A-N-K-S-I-T-E. It's kind of a more rare stone, and I have a big piece of hanksite. His name is Hank. And it's I got a shout out from Hank this morning, and I was like, oh, I've never talked about you. so I know that much. I didn't even tell Dax yet. I think he's listening in the chat. He's like, oh, okay. You know, Sharona finds out before I do, and I've got to put it on the page. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about hanksite, and I'm not sure exactly what we're going to be talking about. I got to spend some time with Hank and find out.
Wow. That's a new one for me. Wow. So
I'm weird.
I'm certainly
going to
be tuning. Well, no. I mean, well, you know, the thing that I think people don't realize that new crystals and stones are being discovered every few days anyway, because, you know, they'll find, I mean, like, they say that, you know, they find them in a mine or something like that, but I kind of think they're turning up, you know, like they turn up and we find these stones at the moment that we need them. So,
absolutely.
You know, I love the new ones. You know, it's like they're going, hey, we can help you with this. It was, you know, you didn't need it 20 years ago, but, you know, I'm here now. I'm Hank.
Exactly. Good old Hank.
Good old Hank. I wonder if he knows Bob.
Yeah, he might know Bob.
I think everyone knows Bob.
Absolutely. What about Bob?
Yeah. And I'm just going to let everyone know that I'll be back in 2 weeks. That'll be Sunday, August the 8th. And for those of you, you know, we had Pam wanted to know more about tarot versus oracle cards. I'm going to be starting a series where I'm going to be talking about individual tarot cards. And I guess I could say my tarot card guest for that show is going to be the Wheel of Fortune. So I'll be in 2 weeks talking about that card. And, yeah, I've been really getting into the cards because I've been creating my own deck. So that is forcing me to really get to know each card. So, you know, when you start coloring them in. Yeah. And, of course, I'll be doing open lines and free tarot readings. So you want to mark that down, August the 8th. And just remember, I'm always on the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of every month. So, Mary, let's see if we can fit in some more calls. Are you ready? You got your cards ready and your pendulum ready and your crystals ready?
I am so ready.
Okay. Let's see. I have a caller 256. What is your name and where are you calling from?
That's
your area code. Hi, Kimberly. Am I hearing you correctly?
Kimberly from Georgia. Yeah.
Georgia. Hey, Kimberly from Georgia. On my mind. And what can we do for you today?
I am calling in reference to career. I have been focused on promotion in my career field, and I saw a job position opening at a school that I taught at 7 years ago, and I'm going tomorrow to see if I can speak with the principal, and I just wanted to know what to get from that.
Okay. So, Mary, what are you picking up on?
Well, let's take a look here. This time I'm going to use tarot cards to see what comes up here. This job, this promotion, I'll tell you what, I think it looks really good for you. The outcome card is the Ten of Cups. It's like you couldn't want anything better than a Ten of Cups. So I feel like go talk to them. There may actually be a couple different opportunities there that are available. I think it's going to just go really well for you. This is a really good idea. And I get the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups. You know, aces to me often are, you know, indicate like opportunities. But ending with the Ten of Cups is like, you know, being like really happy with the outcome. I got a big yes on this idea of going there and meeting with them from my pendulum. So yeah, I'm just getting like really stellar energy on doing this. So what are you getting, Sharona?
I'm getting like a yes too. I'm seeing that in the past that Kimberly was really disappointed, but yet even though she was disappointed, perhaps that wasn't the job for her that she missed out on, that there was something better that was coming up down the road. And what I see with this one is this is something that would make her happier. And I think the whole key thing in her, when she goes in to talk to them, she has to almost like interview them where she's looking not just for a job, but for something that makes her happy. I mean, I'm getting all this stuff, like I'm seeing hearts and stuff like that. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we want a job, but in hindsight, you know, if we had gotten it, it wouldn't have made us happy. So when you go in there and they're showing you the different jobs, because I see there might be more than one thing that they're going to be talking about, focus on the one that will bring you joy. You know, we sometimes put money first, but the most important thing is if we don't like it, you know, it's not going to be worth it, you know, so that it be something that brings you joy. And, you know, just go in there with trust that if this is the perfect opportunity for you, the doors are just going to open. But very positive.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Oh, tremendously.
Okie dokie.
It does. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So let's see if we can fit in another two calls. How do you feel about that, Mary? You think you can do two more callers?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of people waving their hand. And I am going to go, I'm doing it at the order because there's just people who have been waiting patiently in line. So I am going to go to area code 860. What is your name and where
Hello.
Are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello?
This is Emma from Connecticut.
Emma?
Hi. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
How you doing? I hope you're enjoying our show today.
I am. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. Thank you.
Do you like crystals? Are you someone who...
Yes.
I think, I don't know, I haven't met anyone who doesn't like crystals. So
yeah, I'm actually into... You guys were talking about jewelry. I'm not really interested. Like, it's interesting. I'm not really into jewelry, but I love rocks and gems.
Oh, exactly.
I like the natural. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have a piece of labradorite?
A what? I'm sorry.
Do you collect crystals or do you have some? Do you have a piece of labradorite?
I just love collecting rocks. And whatever I see, you know, when I go on my walks and I just collect them that way. But it's all energy anyway. So
It is. But it's just something about labradorite for you. I don't know why. Right. So it's like a Labrador, like a Labrador retriever, like a doggy.
Yes.
You know, so Labrador.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
Look it up. Look it up.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I am actually, it's interesting. I think it's when I'm in a transition mode. I definitely know it. And it's just, they're more, it's just kind of like you're in the storm and you come out of the storm. Like the peak of sun comes out, and then you're in the storm again. And that's what I see it like. That's a metaphorically speaking how I'm feeling with things going on. So I'm just wondering, I am a deep spiritual person. I'm just looking for my soul tribe people. Do you see that? Or what the cards say with things coming up in the next couple of months? Something like that.
Right, so like finding, you know, your tribe,
right.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I just was, I would love just a little bit of an expansion of it. It's just, I'm such a heart girl, and I think, you know, when I come across people, it's just, I can feel and sense, you know, it's more from their head space, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I want to connect with people from their heart space. And
do you think you're empathic?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
That's part of what's going on.
Okay. Okay.
You know. So it's like, so it's going to be natural for you to feel that. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
So you've got to be able to like kind of say like, okay, yeah, you know, That's the noise.
Yes.
That's the noise I'm picking up, and that's not, you know, but and so because you are sensitive, because you're you're empathic. I mean, I can feel that you're empathic. And so when you're picking up on that headspace of them and thinking like, man, where's the heart? You know, where's the people that have the heart that I do? They're not always going to have the heart that you do, but that doesn't mean that they can't be like, you know, wonderful people to have in your life. You just have to try to ignore that noise.
I just want to say one thing. The other thing is with that, it just kind of popped in my head, is that I'm always the teacher in the relationship, friendship, whatever. And sometimes I want to learn. And that's the thing, too. It's in the heart, and I want to learn, too, from people. I think that's where it comes a little tricky. Not that I'm not saying I know everything, of course not, but I love learning. I love it. Yeah. I love it. And I want to learn from other people, too.
Yeah. But take a class, you know.
Oh, I've taken a lot of classes. I think I'm...
You know what I mean?
I mean it in the
sense of, like, that metaphor, you know, of take a class. So it's not like going and getting, you know, a certification or, you know, registering at a school or anything. But sometimes, you know, when we are in that position of always being the teacher, and, you know, sometimes people, it's not always a teacher. Some people, it's always the healer. It's like I'm always healing other people. I'm always helping other people. But, you know, I want to be helped. I want to be healed. You know, I hear that from people, too. You know, it's like sometimes we have a gig, you know, in life. No, you might call it a life purpose. We might get into all of that stuff, the big talk and everything. But, you know, sometimes it's like that's your gig. Your gig is to teach. And so how do you learn from other people? Well, by taking a class on these other people, by studying them, by saying like, okay, I kind of, you know, I'm meeting you and I'm hearing all of this and everything, but like, you know, I'm not really studying that person. I'm not really tuning in and saying like, okay, I'm going to just pretend like you are my subject. You know, sometimes it helps to kind of do that, you know, it that way. But I think being a teacher in your relationships and your friendships and everything, I kind of think maybe that's your gig. You know,
I think you're absolutely right.
It's not a bad gig to have. You know, that's a wonderful gift to the rest of us.
I mean, I just kind of even like talking to you guys. It's just very rare that you could find people who actually walk their talk. You know, there's so many healers out there too. There's so many teachers that they just talk it and they're not walking it. And I could feel it right away. And it's, again, it's just there's nothing wrong with being your authentic self. And if you're on a different wavelength, that's fine. But just be, you know, my whole motto is just be honest with yourself. And just say, hey, you know, if you don't, one of my teachings is like, it's so simple. Like, you don't know the answer, you don't know the answer. It's okay.
It's totally okay to not
know everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Sharona, what are you picking up on all this?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you are, Emma, you're really protecting your heart. I see you're putting, you know, you're putting up your guard. The card, if I was to describe the picture, it's someone who has their hands over their heart and are holding a sword in each hand. So they're, you know, they're putting up this armor, this protection. But the thing with that, if you put it up too much, and they also have a blindfold on. So what I'm getting is you can still, and it's funny, it ends up with the card, which is like the card getting your wish, that you will be able to get what you want, but you have to kind of at least take the blindfold off and, you know, look around. Don't bring, you know, past experiences into the present moment. But it is important. It's funny, the card that where you get your wish, it has a picture of someone, and they still have their hands that are that they're kind of crossed over their chest. So it's your right to put up boundaries, your right to protect yourself, but you do have to, there's something that you're not looking at. There's a blindfold that if you take that off, then you're going to see that it's not so empty out there. So I see more than one, you know, more than one. I mean, they, in the cards, it's depicted as being cups, but they represent, you know, things that we want, things that we desire, particularly emotional. And there's opportunities out there. So definitely keep protecting your heart. Definitely keep putting up the boundaries because that's important to you, and don't change that, but take that blindfold off and be, like we were saying earlier, be in the moment. You know, it's happening all around you, and just kind of that you can see it, and it'll happen.
Thank you for that. And look at the labradorite.
Like really, like, you know, see if you can get a piece of labradorite.
Yeah, that's a beautiful stone.
I will definitely look into that. Definitely. I'm going to look it up right after the show ends. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous stone. Yeah, and you can, like, you know, that's one of my favorite ones.
I will I'm going to get it right away then. Absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate both of you. It's a pleasure. The heart has lightened up even more, even the whatever amount of time we've been talking.
Yay!
So, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for your great weekend.
Thank you. You have great energy. Okay. All back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. So, Mary, my goodness, we are running out of time. So I don't think we're going to be able to take any more calls today, but I always tell people there's more shows coming up, and Mary's going to be back with her crystals and Hank. What was that, Hank? Mary and Hank will be back and talking about crystals. So, you know, Emma, please call into that show, and that's going to be on Saturday. What was that, August the 7th. And then right after that, the next day on Sunday, I'll be back on, and I'll be talking about the Wheel of Fortune. So it would be kind of like, you know, how to not only read the cards, but how you know, each little card, particularly the cards that are the major arcana cards, they're almost like a little lesson that's there for us that we can tune into. You can think of that card as someone that you needed to meet along the way of life that can impart some kind of knowledge to you. So, we have had a lot of fun today, Mary. We definitely have.
Yes. This was great. This was so much fun and so many great callers, and just I love talking to you, Sharona.
I love you too, Mary. Oh my goodness.
I wanted to thank you.
I just want to thank you for being my guest. But most of all, I want to thank each and every one of you, my listeners out there, my friends. I mean, like we're talking about community. You know, please think of my show and Mary's show as being part of your community. And I know that Mary mentioned earlier how to get in touch with her. You can also get in touch with me the same way by going to psychictalk.net/Sharona. Just go into the website. You can leave me a message there. Oh, and we have something new. We have a little tip jar. So if you want to leave a tip, you can put something in the tip jar. But most of all, if there's something coming up, a crystal, a card, or something that you have a question, you can leave a question for me there. And I will go in there every couple days, and, you know, I'll have your email, and I can get back to you. So thank you for joining me today. And I always pick for each year, Mary, I pick a word, and the word that came up was speak. Because, you know, you got to watch your words because it's called spelling. So I just tell everyone that you need to say, I am strong, I am confident, I am enough, I am beautiful, I deserve the very best, I deserve love, because your thoughts and your words become things. So, you know, it's all energy, and that's how the universe works with you. Your thoughts and your words become reality. And whatever you do,
absolutely,
make sure you focus on what's positive in your life and give thanks for that. Because, you know, Mary, it puts out kind of a blueprint, I think, to the universe, whatever you call it, that they know how to, that it knows how to, you know, he or she knows how to get back to you with what you want. It, there is definitely a magic there. And keep your vibrations high, and you can do that by holding your rocks and your crystals. And also, make sure to step into your power, because you are magic. You are magic in action. So I guess until we meet again, which for me will be August 8th, and don't forget, you can also meet up with Mary the day before. I'm going to wish everyone lots of countless blessings and high vibrations. Thank you, Mary, for joining me. I love you all. Love you, Mary.
Thank you. Love you, Sharona. Love you all, everybody.